Leigh Moonves accused of sexually assaulting actress Bobbi Phillips, launching cover-up scheme. By Joshua Kaplan on November 29, 2018. Former CBS chairman and CEO Leigh Moonves allegedly sexually assaulted actress Bobbi Phillips and helped hatch a plan to cover up the 20-plus-year-old incident, according to a report released Wednesday. The New York Times reports Phillips' manager Marv Dower set up a meeting between the actress and Moonves, who was president of Warner Brothers at the time, in March 1995. Moonves is said to have promised Phillips that he would connect her with casting director John Levy to mull over potential roles for the actress. During the meeting, Phillips alleges Moonves had unbuttoned his pants and exposed his genitals to the horrified actress. "Look how hard you make me," the Warner Brothers executive allegedly told Phillips. "Be my girlfriend and I'll put you on any show." Phillips alleges Moonves then attempted to force her to get down on her knees and perform oral sex. The alleged incident was cut short by Levy, who telephoned back Moonves to discuss potential roles for Phillips. Phillips told The Times that she had the blood rushing through her body as the alleged encounter unfolded and could still feel her body vibrating today due to the alleged incident. When Dower asked Phillips about the meeting, the actress told her managing that it had not gone very well, nor did she want to discuss it. The Times reports that despite Moonves' best efforts to set Phillips up with several Hollywood producers, the actress told Dower she wasn't interested and demanded Moonves be kept away from her. "I didn't want to push her, but she told me he violated her," Dower said in an interview with The Times. "He must have done something awful." In fall 2017, word began to spread through the entertainment world that Moonves would soon be the subject of sexual assault allegations. A Times reporter is said to have called Dower in late November to inquire about the alleged encounter between Phillips and Moonves. Nearly a week later, Dower emailed Moonves, urging him that the two men speak. "Leslie, it's very important you call me," Dower wrote. A panicked Moonves reportedly telephoned the manager moments later. In the ensuing months, Dower reportedly would text Moonves periodically to alter him when reporters came around to inquire about the alleged incident involving Phillips. However, a sworn declaration signed by Dower reads that Moonves also proposed the idea of finding Phillips' acting work in exchange for her silence. The Times reports, "I think I'll be okay," Mr. Moonves said, according to Mr. Dower's sworn statement. "But if Bobby talks, I'm done." Mr. Moonves asked him to convince Ms. Phillips not to speak publicly. As the call ended, Mr. Moonves told Mr. Dower never to contact him by email because his secretary might read the messages. He gave Mr. Dower two cell phone numbers to use to text him. After his initial phone call with Mr. Moonves, Mr. Dower phoned Ms. Phillips. According to her, Mr. Dower said he had run into Mr. Moonves, who had brought up the long-ago incident. Mr. Dower told her that Mr. Moonves feels horrible about what happened, and he has a young son, so please don't ruin his life. He added that Mr. Moonves wants to make amends, including by offering her work. "It was shocking to learn that someone was reaching out to me who had so hurt me and so altered the course of my life and who I had tried so hard and successfully to put in my past," Ms. Phillips said. She was angry at Mr. Dower for engaging with Mr. Moonves, but she assured him that she had no intention of speaking to journalists, and that she might even be willing to forgive Mr. Moonves. In 2012, her son had committed suicide, and she had spent years trying to heal. "A central teaching in my life is forgiveness," she told The Times. "I told Marv to tell him I didn't want anything," she added. "I had already moved forward in my life, and did not wish to go backwards." Moonves told The Times that he strongly believes that the sexual encounter with Ms. Phillips more than 20 years ago was consensual. Moonves resigned September 10, just hours after six women accused the veteran television executive of sexual misconduct. "The resignation is effective immediately," CBS said in a statement posted on its website. The New Yorker magazine reported the allegations, which included Moonves forcing women to perform oral sex and retaliating when advances were turned away. Moonves acknowledged relations with three of the women but said they were consensual, adding he had never used his position to hurt the careers of women. At the Times, the network didn't address the allegations directly, but said Moonves will donate $20 million to one or more organizations that support the #MeToo movement and equality for women in the workplace. The donation, which will be made immediately, has been deducted from any severance benefits that may be due Moonves, the statement said. Hours before his resignation, the New Yorker magazine reported sexual misconduct allegations from six additional women against Moonves, who was already under investigation for similar allegations made by six others. As that investigation progressed, it was widely reported that Moonves would leave the network shortly and was negotiating a severance package. Moonves stands to lose the $120 million severance package his lawyers negotiated with the network if he is unfound to have been untruthful about the alleged encounter. Moonves will not receive any severance benefits at this time, other than certain fully accrued and vested compensation and benefits. Any payments to be made in the future will depend upon the results of the independent investigation and subsequent board evaluation, the network said following Moonves' resignation. Moonves joined CBS as head of entertainment in 1995, and has been CEO of CBS Corporation since 2006, leading the CBS network, Showtime and other entities. CBS has spent much of his tenure as the nation's most popular broadcast network, with hits such as The Big Bang Theory and NCIS, and its success has made Moonves one of the highest paid and most powerful executives in the business. One of Moonves' accusers, Phyllis Golden Gottlieb, also reported her accusations to Los Angeles police last year, but they weren't pursued because the statute of limitations had expired. She said Moonves, while an executive at the Lorimar production studio in the late 1980s, pushed her head into his lap and forced her to perform oral sex. At another time, she said an angry Moonves pushed her hard against a wall. When she resisted later advances, she began to be frozen out at the company, she said. He absolutely ruined my career, she told the New Yorker. Another woman, Jessica Pallington, said Moonves forced her to perform oral sex on her first day working as his assistant at Warner Brothers Productions. Other women told the magazine of unwanted touching or advances. In a statement to the magazine, Moonves said at the time that the appalling accusations are untrue. Yet he acknowledged consensual relations with three of the women before he started working at CBS. I have never used my position to hinder the advancement or careers of women, he said. In my 40 years of work, I have never before heard of such disturbing accusations. I can only surmise they are surfacing now for the first time. Decades later, as part of a concerted effort by others to destroy my name, my reputation and my career. Anyone who knows me knows that the person described in this article is not me. The Associated Press contributed to his report.